People ask me what the difference is between the techniques between playing the piano and playing the harpsichord. And most of it is, with the harpsichord, you have to stay right on the surface of the keys and basically use just the first joint, and you use practically no arm weight. That's modified in a way if you have several sets of strings to play. This particular harpsichord, which is a beautiful one, made by Jerry Prager, has two sets of strings, and the difference between one string and two strings is actually quite a lot. So you have to use more pressure, obviously, for more sets of strings that you're playing on some instruments. Also, this particular harpsichord, the keys are much shorter this way and also narrower. And harpsichords are not standardized, so it's kind of maddening. This harpsichord also has a very strange feature. It's got split notes, split sharp and flat notes, so that instead of E flat, D flat, you've got E flat, A, C sharp. So I had to avoid all notes down there because it's like relearning your fingering. It's like somebody handing you a clarinet if you're a clarinet player and saying, well, there's just one thing. All the bottom notes, all the things are reversed, and some of them are half holes, and you'll have to relearn your whole technique. So it's a trick to pull off, to be able to remember when you're down there. Instead of being from C, instead of C to B, it's C to G. And so that's really quite insane to have to deal with those. So every piece that I played avoided almost all those notes below where everything goes crazy. So anyway, those of you who are going to come to the master class that I'm going to be giving here, which will be exploring the differences between harpsichord and piano, or playing, in fact, playing harpsichord literature on the piano, specifically Bach and Scarlatti. We could cover some other composers. Those are the composers that translate the best from harpsichord to piano, in my opinion. So those of you who are keyboard players, if you, I don't know exactly when this day is going to be, but I prefer to know it's going to be on a Wednesday. And so it would be great if those of you keyboard players would prepare some Bach and Scarlatti pieces, and we can have both instruments here and try them out on each one, which will confuse you because the size of the piece is much different, but never mind, that'll be fun. This piece that I'm playing now is my homage to Franz Liszt, really. It was the title came from a poem by Guillaume Apollinaire called It Is Raining Women's Voices. And a choreographer friend of mine did a version of this. The story, it was a story ballet. I originally composed it just as a straight piano piece without any storyline, but the storyline that she came up with was a poet's wife or girlfriend or significant other, whatever you want to call them these days, has died, and he dreams of her, and she appears to him, and they do a pas de deux together, and then he wakes up and tries to slit his wrists or something. I forgot exactly what the ending of the, but it was not pretty. It was, and not supposed to be. But anyway, I think of it more as an homage to Franz Liszt, and I think of it more as an upbeat piece rather than a downbeat piece. So.